Hello, beautiful soul. Welcome to my YouTube channel or my podcast. I'm your host and guide, Will Caminada, and I'm here to help you awaken, heal, and expand your consciousness. In today's episode, I'm going to share seven messages the Pleiadians want us to know. I will talk a little bit about my personal experience with the Pleiadians and the most common messages that I got or that I've read from channeled material. I'll also be offering some reflection prompts throughout this video, so you can use these to journal if you want, or simply pause and reflect on these topics. Just a quick request before I get into today's topic. If you're watching this on YouTube, please hit the subscribe button and hit that notification bell so that you're notified of my next upload. If you're listening to this on Spotify, please subscribe to my podcast. And if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, or if you even have Apple Podcasts, I would really appreciate it if you could take a moment of your time and leave a review on my podcast, because I do all of this independently and you would really help me spread the message and spread the love. In the last episode, I talked about who the Pleiadians are, where they come from, what they look like, and what their main mission is. So if you haven't listened or watched that, I recommend that you do so either before this one now, if you want to get to know them first, or you can watch it after this. I'll put the link in the description, a card up here, and the video at the end screen. So about a year ago, I was given a name by my spirit guides, because they know we like names and that's how we function. They said I could call them the Guardians of Love. And this was a time where I felt like my guides were sort of turning into a group entity more than one single being. I loved the name. I've actually recorded, and I still do occasionally, some of the messages that I've received, and I've turned them into audios/meditations, which you can find on my YouTube channel and my podcast as well. Some of them I will actually mention in this episode and add the links in the description. Back then, I wasn't very aware of the Pleiadians. As soon as I got to know them a bit more and I had my galactic origins chart done, I learned that I had Pleiadians in my star chart, meaning I'm a Pleiadian starseed, which I actually believe most of us are, because like I mentioned in the previous video, they are one of the races that seeded and mixed with humanity. And then one day I had a very powerful solo breathwork session in which they clearly communicated with me. It was a very different kind of voice than what I usually hear. It was a very high-pitched voice and a very loving, fun, light, compassionate, feminine, and even humorous energy. And they sort of confirmed that they are part of my spirit guides team, and they were the ones who gave me the name, the Guardians of Love. And then it made total sense, because essentially that's what they are. That's their mission, to help us remember that we are love and to assist us in this expansion into 5D consciousness, which is the realm of love and oneness. And since then, they've been more and more present. Whenever I meditate or whenever I go really deep into my breathwork sessions, they bring loving messages and sometimes make fun of me, especially when I worry too much about things or when I take things too seriously. So that's my little background story with them. And today, what I did, I've compiled some of the recurring messages that I get and or see in some channeled material. The first thing the Pleiadians want us to know is this: use excitement and boredom as your best guidance. As I said, they have a very loving and fun energy. They want us to find joy in what we do. They encourage us to play more, paint more, sing more, create more, just for the sake of creating, of just for the sake of being in the moment. So pay attention to whatever excites you and then do more of that. And if there's anything that doesn't excite you, that doesn't bring you joy, that bores you, they want us to assess why and if there's anything we can do to find that joy within. If you can't find it and it really bores you, then that's a sign you shouldn't be doing that and you should be doing something else instead, which will potentially excite you more. And while I know that sometimes we do have to do things that we find boring, and I know some people find their work boring, this is a sign for you. Sometimes we expect a specific sign from spirit, but our emotions are the signs. And so maybe, A, you should make more of an effort to find more joy in what you're doing, or B, you should be doing something else, or C, if that's not a possibility right now in your life, you should make more of what excites you to counterbalance what bores you. Their main message is that life is meant to be fully lived and not wasted in boredom. So the reflection prompt that I offer is this: when do I experience excitement? And which moments do I experience boredom? Where are they guiding me to? Number two, love yourself and have unwavering self-compassion. They're very big on love and heart, as you may already know. They want us to know that self-love is one of the most important things that we came here to learn in our 3D incarnation. And the way to continue to love ourselves is by having unwavering self-compassion, especially in the moments when we feel like we fail or that we're not enough. The more you nurture that love and that compassion for yourself, the more you will be able to love other beings and have compassion for others, because you'll learn that others are just an extension of your own being. They say that unity consciousness starts with self-love and self-compassion. Sometimes we get caught up in what we see externally, or we get triggered by how other people behave, but these triggers are only pointers showing us where we still have some work to do. And that's why I say that self-love is a lifelong practice. Awareness is the first step, and with that awareness, you just keep expanding your capacity to love and to have compassion again for yourself and for the collective. So the reflection prompt I offer is this: in what ways can I practice self-love in my day-to-day life? Where am I not being compassionate enough towards me and or others? Number three, death and grief are still very difficult for us to deal with. Speaking of compassion, they are utterly compassionate towards our experience and our emotions. Although they don't feel emotions the same way we do, they understand how difficult it is for us to deal with the death of a loved one or an important public figure. Even for those who believe in the afterlife and explore a spiritual communication, this can be difficult. So they say it's really important that we allow ourselves to grieve, that we allow ourselves to feel all of the emotions without judgment, because the more we feel them, the more we heal. I know that grief is a messy and non-linear journey, but the key of what they're saying is that first, we mustn't fear death because it is the beginning of a new cycle for the soul. Second is that love never ends. And thirdly, if we don't allow ourselves to grieve, we'll be blocking our hearts. If you're interested in hearing more of what they have to say about this, I recommend that you listen to the channeled message by the Guardians of Love called Embracing the Fear of Death. I'll add the link in the description. The prompt I offer now is this: am I holding unprocessed grief? What can I do to heal and open my heart? And speaking of open heart, this leads me to number four. Heart opening is the way through healing and expansion. As I mentioned in my last video, the Pleiadians are of fifth dimensional frequency, which is linked to the heart chakra. In order for us to heal and ascend individually and collectively, we need to heal and open our hearts. the Pleiadians, are ready to assist us when we make the commitment to live from our heart center. And equally, Mother Earth is now sending us a lot of heart healing energy because she is healing through her heart chakra too. In other words, she's shifting into a 5D consciousness planet. A blocked heart prevents energy to flow and rise, and the result of this is stagnation. There can't be evolution for you as a human being, as a soul, and as consciousness without the opening of the heart, which is the portal to higher states of consciousness. I talk about the three uns that keep our hearts blocked. They are unresolved grief, unforgiveness, and unworthiness. If you want to hear more about this, I suggest that you watch or listen to episode 36, What Blocks the Heart and How to Open It. For now, I will leave you with this reflection prompt. Where might I be blocking my heart? Am I holding any grudge, trauma, or fear? If so, what can I do to heal that? Number 5, there is divine order amongst the chaos. This is actually one of the channeled messages I received and recorded in 2020 while we were at the quote-unquote peak of our global chaos. And this message is still very current. You can find the link to this channeled message in the description. They want us to know that there's always the potential for unity amidst the darkness and duality that we perceive here in 3D. But obviously, when we look at the world solely with our 3D perception, I say with our 3D glasses, it may not look very promising. We have to wear our 5D sunglasses to see things from a broader perspective. Even though there seems to be a lot of darkness still, this darkness exists so that we can find the light. Equally, there is duality between people. A lot of people are anti this, anti that, pro this, pro that. And again, this duality exists so that we can transcend it and find unity. And we may not find 100% unity just yet, but if we're heading towards masses coming together from and for love, this energy will prevail. We do have to respect, though, that everyone is following their unique path, and that taking sides shouldn't mean you're anti anything. It just means you're choosing your perspective and your side of the story, which will always happen in 3D. The reflection prompt I offer here is, am I focusing on chaos and fear? Am I bypassing my 3D reality? How can I find a balance between 3D and 5D consciousness? They say the ultimate goal is the evolution of consciousness, and everything is consciousness having an experience and going through this process of evolution. The same way that they have evolved, they see the same possibility for us, which takes me to the next message. Number 6, there's high probability for healing and ascension right now on Earth. I will read a passage of a book called The Bringers of Dawn, Teachings from the Pleiadians, by Barbara Marciniak, who is one of the most popular Pleiadian channelers. And this illustrates this message very well. We Pleiadians come from your future. In a version of our now, there exists a place of tyranny and turmoil, and we have seen probable futures of Earth that include the same tyranny and decay. Time is greatly misunderstood in third dimensional reality. You believe that time is measured in minutes or degrees. Time is much faster than you realize. In actuality, time codes and plays with information, allowing you to move into realities simultaneously by stretching, distorting, curving, and twisting time around. Time is not solid, neither is reality. All realities are not solid, and as the future is not set, it's only a number of probabilities, we see an opportunity at this time to insert a more positive probability for Earth. This message was channeled in the 80s, but how relevant is this for us now? When I say that they're assisting us, it's because they've done it themselves. They have evolved and they are still going through their evolution the same way that consciousness itself is going through its evolution. According to the Mayans, who were very much connected to the Pleiadians, this opportunity to insert a more positive probability has already begun from 2011-2012 at the end date of their calendar token. And basically what it means is that the portals to accessing these higher dimensions of consciousness are now wide open for us, and Mother Earth is finally healing her heart from past cataclysms. And we have the chance now to sort of rewrite our history. And notice that they say the future is not set. It is only a number of probabilities. So we need to do the work. They're not coming here to save us. And this leads me to the last message. But first, here's the reflection prompt. How is my personal spiritual awakening journey? Am I expanding my consciousness? Can I go any deeper? Number 7, we are multidimensional, multi-potential beings, and we need to claim our power back. So the theme of power has been very much in my consciousness over the last few weeks. I believe the misuse and abuse of power was one of the reasons why the original plan for Earth to be a part of the Galactic Federation backfired. The concept of having a god that lives outside of us was never meant to exist. The minute we believe the power is outside of us, we are giving our power away and saying, you know what's best for me, you know the way, you can heal me. And this brings an immense imbalance when it comes to power. The so-called people in power will feed fear into the rest of the people who believe they are powerless. And this game has been played for thousands and thousands of years in the shape of kings and queens, presidents, media, religious institutions, pharmaceutical industries, food industries, and more. When they say power, it's not power over people, it's the power within you. When they say we are multidimensional beings, they're saying we have the ability to access multi-dimensions right now, right here where we are. We have the ability to be in touch with the physical and the non-physical, and we have the potential to be a highly evolved species. But if we don't claim that power back, we will repeat history. And just for now, for a moment, we can forget about this esoteric talk and just think about our own personal journey, because it all really starts with us. So ask yourself, where am I lacking inner power? Where am I giving my power away? And how can I claim it back? Sometimes we're giving our power away in our own routine, at our home, at our work, at school, and we don't even notice. This can look like watching the news and spreading fear, not speaking your truth because of fear of what other people may think, not pursuing your dreams, not questioning anything, not wanting to see the other side of the story, not loving yourself enough. Being a sovereign being takes awareness and courage, but the world needs your authenticity more than ever right now. We thank the Pleiadians for these messages, and I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Let me know in the comments which of these messages most resonated with you. And if there's any friend that popped up in your mind while watching or listening to this, why not share it with them? Again, I appreciate you subscribing to my YouTube channel or my podcast, and you can follow me on Instagram at Guy Will, where I share a lot of content on a daily basis. I'm also on the app Insight Timer. You can find me under my name, Will Caminada. Thank you so much for your presence, and as always, keep shining your light, keep your heart open, and let love lead the way. I love you. See you in the next episode.